This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. By this time tomorrow, we are going to know whether Janet Yellen and the gang at the Federal Open Market Committee think the economy is strong enough to raise interest rates or whether they think it's not. Dr. Yellen has said at pretty much every turn that the decision is going to depend on what the data says. And they got the last sliver of data they might be able to use this morning, courtesy of the Labor Department, which told us that consumer prices unexpectedly fell in August. Not much, but they fell. And that falling thing matters because consumer prices have a whole lot to do with inflation, which the Fed would really, really like to see steady out at about 2%. That's a tall order, one that the Fed, quite frankly, hasn't been able to meet, in part because of things well outside of its control, like global commodities prices, food and oil, just for instance, but also in part because of things inside this economy, wages and also jobs. On that topic, Marketplace's Kimberly Adams gets us going today.
Economists are scratching their heads as to why inflation just refuses to budge. I mean, the economy is getting stronger, unemployment is falling, GDP is growing.
But the real thing to be looking at is incomes and wages.
David Madland is with the Center for American Progress and says those two things aren't really moving, especially at the lower end of the economic scale. The gig economy and the masses of underemployed are making it harder for workers to get better pay.
And that's a real problem for the future of our economy, because if the middle class and most workers don't have money in their pockets, there's not going to be enough demand to drive the economy forward.
And demand is changing. Diane Lim of the Committee for Economic Development says millennials and baby boomers don't work or spend in the same way people used to.
You know, the economy is moving from a really goods-oriented economy to one of consuming experiences.
And those things are hard to quantify. So it's difficult to tell if the way we calculate inflation is really capturing consumer demand. Plus, keep in mind, that goal the Fed has for inflation, it's kind of arbitrary. Josh Bivens of the Economic Policy Institute.
It's just sort of a fudge. It's basically, we want a measure of quite low inflation. We'll just say 2%.
Because get too low and you're flirting with deflation, which nobody wants. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.